Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
So my little victory involves one of my friends.
Does
who
it?
Never is obsessed with a guy that is a loser.
Oh.
And this morning she sent me a text saying, Allie, my little victory is I met somebody new last night.
Hey.
And I actually engaged with him. And I said, yes!
About time, girl. Yes.
I said, I'm so proud of you.
Good for her.
So proud of you.
Yeah.
So there you go. My little victory is seeing women around me move on and stop dating losers. About freaking time, girlfriend.
You go, girl.
Thank you for finally meeting a new man last night. I'm so proud of you.
You go, girl.
Girl power.
You.
Okay, what's your little victory?
My little victory
is... dreaming of this for years with her, by the way.
Good
finally,
for her.
Finally.
Good for her, yes.
Yes.
My little victory is that I might have taken the fastest shower of my life today.
Really?
Yes.
Like
ironically, I mean, I'm talking
seconds?
About... I mean, not that fast. Oh. Come on now. You got to enjoy it a little bit.
Well, how fast is a fast shower?
I got in, I looked at my alarm, and it said 2 minutes, 33 seconds until it went off again, right?
You were not in and out by the end.
I was in and out before the end.
Nice.
Yes, girl.
Nice. I should time how long a body shower actually takes.
And it's not like I really rushed. I just got in, did what I needed.
Wet,
I didn't need to, you
soap,
know, wet.
Wet,
yep.
Out.
Hit the teeth real quick.
Oh, you brush your teeth in the shower.
Always. I'm a shower brusher.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I am. Even my electronic toothbrush is showerproof.
I hate brushing my teeth in the shower. That's so funny. I don't know why
to.
I don't like to.
No?
I'll do it.
If you
know,
have to.
But I usually get out of the shower and then brush my teeth
if
I haven't done it before.
I hate doing that.
See?
Walk it off. Spawning up topics on little victories.
Man.
Yeah.
We're going to have to discuss this for the question of the day coming up eventually. Not today.
Not today. We got a different question.
We got better stuff to talk about today.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting thought. Okay, so you're a teeth...
I'm
pee
a shower
in the shower
brusher.
Too?
If I got to.
Forget you. All right. The question of the day is coming up next, you guys. I don't talk to people that pee in the shower. We've had this fight on the air before. But
fine.
I'll talk to you again after daisies. Don't worry.
Fine.
After Justin Bieber.
I got something to do with these daisies. Real quick.
The question of the day is coming up next, everybody. It's Allie and DZ. Wake up. Good morning. Did you see the sunrise, by the way? It's insane.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
What candy is left? Don't lie to me. Tell me the truth right now, because Hudson... Yesterday, I had that gallon bag of candy that I had to bring into work so he would stop eating it
right.
Because he was obsessed. But we all saw what was left when I brought that bag of candy in here to hide it from him. What Halloween candy is left? Because that's the gross stuff.
And I want to know, hold on, because I want to say it's Slim Pickens. That's not the gross stuff. There was plenty of good candy left. And some people budget the best candy for last.
No, Hudson did not budget the last. He did not. Well, and you can see that by the candy bag, yeah. DZ.
Well, I thought there was some good picks.
That was not the case. What in there was a good pick left besides the nerds? He ate everything.
There was plenty nerds in there.
True, because he ate all the clusters and left the regular nerds.
You missed the clusters in there, too. There was two bags of clusters left that I was eyeing up.
Look, this is what I saw at the bottom of Hudson's bag that he had left behind, and this is what I'm going to say what candy is left in our house that nobody wanted to eat, because that's the question of the day. There was a granola bar in there, because who wants that?
A really random protein bar.
He left all the gummy bears, all the Haribo, whatever that brand
Haribo.
Is. He left them all in there, so he did not want the gummy bears.
Hmm. Interesting.
He left all of the Dum Dums, because nobody wants Dum Dums anymore. We want Blow Pops.
You get Dum Dums at the doctor's
They're
office.
They're just, no, we don't even, yeah. And then the last thing in there was Tootsie Rolls. So those are the four things Hudson clearly left at the bottom of his Halloween bag. Granola bar, gummy bears, Tootsie Rolls, and Dum Dums. I'm a gummy bear girl, but fine. You want to hate on him, Hudson? Fine.
Go ahead.
So I want to know what's left in your candy bag that you haven't eaten. And maybe it is because, DZ, like you said, you're saving the best for last.
Some people do. I remember doing it as a kid. I budgeted my candy.
You're smart for budgeting. They didn't. ate it all in one night.
If I had all the Snickers in one sitting, it was a wrap, bro. I had no Snickers for the rest of the month.
Unbelievable.
Week, actually.
What's left in your bag?
So, you know me. We're grown now. Now, whatever, quotes. So we don't trick or treat ourselves.
I love how you decided you're a grown up now, officially. Now you're an adult. You have a house and two kids. Officially, right? 6 years ago when you were 25.
No. Now. Like this past Halloween, now, official. But with the boys, for real though, we are strictly like budgeting candy, because if not, they will wild out and only eat candy.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Like Hudson.
You know what I'm saying? So right now, we've still got tons of candy left. I can give you an entire list. It looks like we just trick-or-treated yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, really, really, really.
Really?
Right hand to Bob.
Wow.
Left hand too.
Let's go to the phones and see what everybody else has at the bottom of their bag. I don't know. Pick one. How about five this morning?
Dude, I was thinking.
You were thinking five?
Let's go. All right. And you know my number's three, so five is ready.
Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hello?
Monica!
It's Monica. It's not about the pasta, my Vanderpump Rules friend. Hey, girl.
Exactly. Hey, girl.
All right. What's left in your candy bag?
Okay, first of all, nothing is left because I'm a high school teacher and I bring everything to school.
Hard. Mm-hmm.
But.
Those kids will eat anything. But.
True.
I will say what's at the bottom of the jar at school is either grapes, Jolly Ranchers, or Whoppers.
Oh, the Whoppers, for sure. But they left the Jolly Ranchers behind?
What? The Jolly Ranchers are the best.
The grapes. Only the grapes.
Oh, excuse them.
The grape Jolly Ranchers. That's fine. I don't like the grape Jolly Ranchers either.
You neither?
Not a fan. I'm not a fan of grape soda. I mean, obviously, I'll chew grape gum and I'll drink grape soda and I'll eat a grape
if it's
Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, whatever.
But would I ever pick a
Is
grape?
Is that the first pick? Nah.
It's my last.
I'd say maybe second or third pick. Second or third. I'm a blue raspberry first.
Ah, a lot of people.
No.
Especially with Gatorade, too.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't about Gatorade.
No,
this is
about
what's left
Jolly
in your
Ranchers.
Candy bag. All right, well, thank you for calling, Monica. We're going to take
another
caller.
All right, honey, have a great day.
You too.
Bye, you too.
You know what? It's so late. Let's just keep taking calls.
Let's
you
get
down?
It. I'm down.
Let's just keep going. All right, let's go to line one this morning. Why not? We want to know what's still left in your Halloween bag this morning. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's your girl, OG Lori.
OG. Let's get you right. Theme song first.
She's got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. All right, Lori.
Timmy Manair Porsche style.
First of all, I need to thank you, Lori, because you brought DZ and I bags of candy, and it was beautiful. Thank you.
I've got cookies
that
for the rest of the
year. That was your trick or treat. You guys need snacks in that office.
Oh,
there,
I took
man.
Them
you
all home. Hard. Don't tell anybody.
Office. Oops.
That's your office.
This is our office.
Home office.
Lori, you were amazing. She brought these giant bags of trick or treat Halloween stuff to us, so thank you.
You're the bestest.
And we love you for that. Lori, what's left in your bag?
Everything.
Everything.
Like, what do you mean?
What?
Like, what more than others?
Everything.
Like, what is
I have lived in my house 5 years.
Okay.
There are kids on my block. There are kids across the street.
Yeah.
We have not had one person trick-or-treat in 5 years.
What?
I have 6 boxes of full-size candy bars.
You're kidding.
I have 5 bags of all assorted different M&Ms, Snickers, Reese's, everything.
Why do you have no trick-or-treaters? What's the story?
Everything.
because I'm by the airport. So even if I decorate my house, nobody stops.
Too much, too loud.
The houses are very far apart. There's only...
It's not a good place to trick or treat.
Right. There's only six houses on my block, and then there's two six families. And
you
then
know
it's
what?
The airport.
Lori, so, I should invite you over next year. I'll take my kids trick-or-treating. You love giving out candy.
Yeah.
You could just come over and do it at my house where people actually come. And you love that stuff,
for
man.
For real, though.
Honestly,
let's
Lori.
Let's be fair. My birthday is October 25th. Halloween is my favorite time of year.
She doesn't even get trick-or-treaters at the airport,
even get a
man.
Trick-or-treater.
Nah, we gotta correct that, dog. I swear we do.
Man.
Listen,
you know
one year New Berlin and next year in Bayview. Lori, we just gonna rotate like that every year.
Yep. And you're
best
a giver.
My friend lives in Slinger, and they have a huge Halloween to do.
Oh, okay.
So
she
I take all my candy out to them, and I give it out to all the kids out there.
Perfect.
Because nobody comes to my house.
Well, at least Slinger gets plenty full-size candy bars.
I'm going to Slinger next year. Really? Okay, Lori.
Hey, listen, come to Milwaukee next year, Lori.
For real. We love you, Lori. We'll take you in with the full-size candy bars.
Bring the dogs, too. We are dog-friendly.
And it's not like it's all the one thing. You can take your pick. I got Hershey's, Reese's, Kit Kat, Snickers.
You want it, you got it.
Dang. Okay, well,
I'll
take a Reese's.
Make sure
see
I
you
have
soon.
It for the kids in case they stop. Just nobody stop.
You really are just a saint, Lori. That's all I got in my brain right now.
I know. Lori, we love you. Thank you for calling today.
Love you guys. You have a great day.
You
Much
too.
Love. Bye.
Bye. I got to open these texts before we go to another caller because we're talking about what's left in your candy bag.
It's the question of the day.
It's the question of the day. All right, DZ, go for it. This is fun. I like randomly picking people.
You know me. I mean, I do now.
You pick whatever number you want, okay?
Oh, no, they fell.
That's all right. Hi. They're going out. Oh, I got the text open now. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, Allie. It's Megan from Waukesha.
We know
hey,
you.
Hey, Megan. DZ's here, too.
Well, I
nah, answered. Forget you.
Pretend like you call somebody's house, and the one that answered, you go, hey.
I know.
Hey, Megan. So
what's going on?
We're talking about what's left in your candy bag. Natalie in Menominee Falls said Almond Joys and Milk Duds. Girl, yes.
Okay.
Girl, please.
You don't want the old lady candy? Fine.
No. What's yours, Megan?
Mine is those dang little dum-dum suckers.
Oh, the dum-dums.
The Dr. Dum-Dum suckers.
They suck. Why do, pun intended?
My kids love them, so I'm like, okay, now I actually have to put them
you
to
know,
use.
Wait, they love them.
Because they're little. They don't know yet. How old are your kids, Megan?
4 and 2.
They have not entered Blow Pop Tootsie Pop Dum yet.
Somebody gave Danny a Blow Pop on Halloween, and it was
the
worst.
Record, my 3-year-old does not have suckers. Not my 2-year-old. Just my 4-year-old.
See, somebody gave our 2-year-old a sucker over Halloween.
Wait.
Mom?
What? He cried for an hour?
He cried for an hour because I took the dum-dum. He was like, aah! And I'm like, bro, you don't even know how to eat it right? This is a death trap. No, bro, no.
Well, yeah, I thought for a second you meant somebody gave him a blow pop and he had the gum inside. I'm like, what?
No, they gave him a blow pop. We just took it and then he cried for an hour about it. It was a nightmare. Anywho.
Anyway, well, now we know what to give him in 2 years.
Stop
a blow
yourself.
Pop. Okay,
stop
so Megan now. Said dum-dums. Thanks for calling, Megan.
All right.
Bye. Much love. You too. Have a great day.
Bye. All right. It says on our text right now, more Almond Joys. People are texting. DZ, you defended the Almond Joys for no good reason.
It's for
man.
My mother. It's really the only reason. We got Almond Joys left in our bag, too.
Everybody's texting. Oh, gross. Everybody's texting in Almond Joys. I said Milk Duds already. What's left in your bag? I said Hudson left all of the Tootsie Rolls and Dum Dums and a granola bar.
Protein granola.
And he left the gummy bears. I don't know why he's hating on the gummy bears,
Anywho,
dude.
It's his bag. It's his bag. But no, I collect all the Almond Joys every year for my mom. I ain't gonna count.
Aw,
whatever.
That's so nice,
Leave me
DZ.
Alone.
One more call. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this? Our favorite 8-year-old and his mom. Hi, guys. Waylon, I want to know what is left at the bottom of your Halloween bag. What have you not eaten?
It's empty.
Come on.
Chocolates and stickers and snack bracelets and
it's,
all
you know
those
what?
Little plastic
the snack bracelets.
Toys.
That part, it's the toys.
The stuff
it's
you can't
toys.
Eat. The plastic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was the best toy you got, Waylon?
A light up ring.
Ooh.
It has eyeball on it.
Ooh. Somebody went fancy.
Okay. And did you go trick or treating in Wabaca where you live?
No.
Where did you go?
Sockville.
Nice. He had to ask mom.
Yeah, he's
all
a mom.
Right.
Where,
mom,
where were
did
we
go? Where did we get the light up ring?
The city with the socks?
My mom's going to the my mom took all the full size.
She had to make sure they were safe. That's why, Poppy. Shana, that's why. That's
you
why.
You do what you got to do, Mom. We're here for you.
Stealing.
What's that?
I'm going to steal it back. Oh. Now I need to find it where it is.
Buddy, I'm going to tell you right now, don't even look. They're gone.
They're
okay?
Long gone, Waylon.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, we got to flip What Would DZ Do today because we were just talking off the air and you have a real problem, my guy.
Fam?
It's called Destination Wedding Hell. No
offense
to your
friend. Triple problem threat out here.
Okay, there is. We are going to talk about this morning because, DZ, you have a lot of weddings coming up.
Yes.
How many next year?
Three weddings in this year.
How many?
In next year.
How many of them are destination?
All of them.
Oh, God.
All of them.
Well, just hand over your wallet because...
No. I'm throwing my wallet.
You're
broke. I don't carry my wallet no more. No wallet.
We were just
no
talking about this.
No wallet, no English.
You speak English. And no. Spanish.
Dang it.
He said no.
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 No. Man,
okay,
I'm about to start sweating.
I don't blame you because destination weddings are so fun, but they're so expensive. And now you're telling me you have three next year.
Yes.
So I could see the frustration because you were like, I'm about to be broke, Allie.
So let me explain the fact that how all three are going to end up destinations.
And then how to help you get through them and your problem.
Yes. Because one is going to be in New York.
Why?
My wife, Erin, has a younger cousin who's gone to school in New York. She's in school in New York currently. They now live out there, her and her man, and they've decided New York is where we want to get married.
New York City?
New York.
Or state.
New York.
That is like the most expensive place on the planet to get married. So, okay.
And by the way,
to travel, but go on.
Allie,
okay.
This is about help.
Sorry.
Next.
So now you got to, when is that one?
That one, I want to say November of next year. So we got about a year.
Okay,
about a year.
So what are the other two then?
Okay. Now next, we've got one in April, right?
That's soon.
That's soonish
that's
of
like,
this next year.
That's very soon. I've already got my spring break book, dude.
Right.
Okay, go on.
That one's in Arizona. Those friends from college also moved out. They're staying home, right? So it's not a destination for them. They're staying home.
Okay, we are
traveling to Arizona for the wedding.
Financial advisor Allie's putting on her glasses, and we're going to write these down.
I saw the glasses come out. Grab two more. You're going to need them. Grab the other pair.
So we've got a wedding in
New York.
In April. Let's start with the
First things first.
April is where again?
AZ.
Arizona.
Correct.
You were using the abbreviation. Okay, what's the second one?
Second one is going to be...
Costa Rica.
October. In Costa Rica.
You have October and November as destination.
And that one's,
one's
non-negotiable.
October is... because you're in the wedding.
We're in that wedding.
Those
non-negotiable. Me and my wife are standing in that wedding.
October
Shout out to
gang. Is Costa Rica for Vince and Becca's wedding.
Correct.
Shout out to them. Okay.
Shout out to them.
So November is Aaron's cousin's younger wedding.
In New York. And I'm stressed. Because we broke.
You should just stay with my sister because hotels are a nightmare.
Is that an offer?
They're rich and they have a giant house. I can't believe we're related, honestly.
Yes.
Go stay in the basement.
Yes.
Take them.
We will take
I'll
that
tell
off.
Jenny, let DZ stay in the basement with his whole family.
It's for 48 hours.
She probably will.
Yes, we will pay room and board.
You don't need to. Okay, honest to God, let's try to work that one out. Okay, so then we got April, we got Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
October, you have to go to a destination wedding in Costa Rica. And November, you have a destination wedding in New York. Well, I already know where this is going, but tell everyone why you're stressed, DZ.
Because we're broke.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
This isn't even about vacation. This has nothing to do with vacation time. You can have that. It's the damn money.
It's the two things that we're going to need to do is coordinate childcare because the babies aren't going to all of these weddings, right? That's not going to happen.
Okay, wait.
Traveling with
that's
them.
That's going to save you a lot of money. Where are the babies not going?
The babies. So are they going to Arizona? So far, the babies aren't going to be coming with to Arizona because there's going to be a lot of moving and grooving.
Good. No Costa Rica.
No. We're iffy on the Costa Rica.
Don't take them to Costa Rica. They're two and four.
But we're standing in the wedding, so it's going to be hard to, split responsibilities between.
Saying. If they were like 6 and 8, take them.
But
they're 2 and 4, man.
They're nephews to the homies, so it's like, they're like, oh, it'd be almost sad to feel like they weren't there, and we understand that for the collective.
I understand that, but I got married, and my nieces and nephews at the time were there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't remember anything, and they were 2 and 4.
Oh, and they won't.
They don't even go, they don't. like they're telling you. They're like, oh, there was a wedding. I'm like, you were in it.
Look at the pictures.
They were like, I was in your wedding. I'm like, never mind.
Exactly. So we're on the fence about that one.
Fair.
But then New York, that's a family wedding.
You have to take them to New York.
That's a family. That's blood related family wedding.
New York is actually cheap to fly to. It's a nightmare to. It's really? Expensive to stay.
I've only ever flown
expensive to stay there.
Into New York out of New York. I've only ever been at JFK. Erin's been to New York though for when she was in that show.
It's
Undercover High.
Yeah,
the reality TV show.
Your wife was on a reality show on A&E.
She was a reality star.
She was on a reality show. This is crazy, you guys, if you've missed this. Erin was on Undercover High on A&E. They put her on this show because she's a third grade teacher, and they basically sent teachers into a high school to pretend like they were students.
Students, yes,
and
in school
Erin,
age.
She looked young enough. On this. She still looks young
still,
enough.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, looks
crazy.
Young enough, look young enough, all that, yeah.
That's what's crazy. Okay, so you're obviously stressed about the money.
It's a lot.
And I don't, this three destination weddings in three expensive spots, Arizona, Costa Rica, and New York, I'm shocked you're going to all three, if I can be honest.
They're non-negotiable.
That's what's crazy about it. Because obviously, Costa Rica, duh, for many reasons. Best friends, you're in the wedding, and it's Costa Rica. You'd be dumb not to go to that wedding.
Yeah.
And, you know, New York is family. Arizona, you can't, who was in Arizona again? I already forgot.
Also best friends that you would know, you would know very well if they hadn't moved to Arizona.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
So
like, it's people
that one.
They're all non-negotiables where we're like, we got to go.
How does he do this? 414-533-1037. So you need advice on what?
All of it.
Somebody said, sounds like Auntie Allie's going to be doing some babysitting. I'll watch the babies, but your mom's going to take them. Or her mom.
Bruh, so for some of these destination weddings, my mom's planning to be out of town too. So there's a whole mess of behind the scenes where you're like, I don't know how we're going to coordinate. And we can't, bruh, did y'all forget about the fact that we've got pets? Oh, y'all forget about the fact that we've got two dogs and a cat, right?
I'll take the pets. Oh, somebody texted in, use your taxes. Well, assuming they get a tax refund, you don't know anybody's situation.
Stop counting my pockets.
But even if you used your tax refund, then it's gone. That was it. Let's say, because I used mine for whatever. Maybe I need a new furnace. Maybe I need to, you know, whatever.
Let's just say, even if we use the tax refund, it's not covering everything.
Oh, boy, because it's three trips.
We've tried to do a little bit of math. We're in double digits.
Somebody said download Vrbo or Airbnb.
It'll
save
VRBO.
You hundreds. Yeah.
Ooh, I've heard of that.
Let's sell a kidney. You guys, knock it off.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sell a kid. Hey, listen, I wasn't opposed to either. Option. No advice is bad advice.
Dude,
what they say?
No advice is bad advice. You're right. Let's go to the phone. Screw it. 414-533-1037. Somebody said sell feet pics.
Oh. I mean, I got ugly feet, but if somebody wants to buy me a mani-pedi.
Let's see if anybody has advice this morning. Why not? Let's go to the phones. You pick the one that had nobody on it, TZ. I guess who's this?
Hey, it's Mike.
Mike
in Waukesha.
Mike. I recognize that voice, my boy. Hold on.
I'm here. All the money talking. I'm like, I got it. I can't stand listening to this.
You trying to
sugar daddy what?
Mike, you paying? Listen, Mike, you're a perfect guy because yesterday, actually, I forgot. We talked about financial planning yesterday.
This man is a genius.
I forgot we were talking about finances yesterday. But that being said, Mike, you worked very hard to start your own business. You never got in the hole with it. How do we go on these trips with not being in the hole is what DZ needs to know.
You need to pick the ones that are a priority.
All three.
The ones that are non-negotiable. All
three.
See the problem?
Then start planning now. You got time still.
Yeah.
Don't bank on a tax return because you know how the government is.
Yeah, I know how that goes. You know what I mean.
That tax return thing is just so
you don't even
up
know what you're going to get.
It's a roll of the dice.
Yeah.
It's a roll of the dice.
That's like going to Vegas
open.
Like we talked yesterday.
It is like going to Vegas at this point. You have no clue what's going to happen.
Fair.
Somebody said, Bella in Kenosha texted in, TT Bella will help. Time to get that RV and drive. You said you wanted an RV. VDZ.
Who's going to sponsor it?
I'm glad Bridget ain't listening. She wants to get an RV. I'm like, I got enough stuff to take care of.
Who's going
to
let us borrow it?
If she makes me buy it, you can take it.
Fair enough. All right, we'll split the cost,
dog. I actually have an idea, and hear me out.
I'm listening.
I have a solution for one of these trips, which is New York. I'm serious.
Okay, for real.
So that's in November. What if I flew with you guys, and we literally stayed at my sister's, and then you have a babysitter, and you can go to the wedding, and I'm there if you need me. And then I can see my sister. And then New York, we're just, so then room and board is covered. Okay. We just have to fly there.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I think Allie needs to go to all these with you. And then you've got the babysitter.
I'll go to Costa Rica. Say less.
Say less.
Say less, okay.
But then Allie ain't babysitting.
Yeah. In fact,
well,
I'm not.
You can babysit with a margarita or whatever,
thanks. I'm going to be with the hot bartender.
Yeah, exactly. No kids in sight.
In my bikini with no kids in sight.
Allie going to be like, this kid? No, not mine. I found him randomly.
Sorry,
I don't know whose baby this is.
So inclusive.
You got to bring your new man with you. Tell him, be like, hey, you know, I got to go on this thing or I got to help out.
Mike, this went from advice to now we don't even know, bro.
I don't even have a new man.
I'm sorry. That was horrible. I'm just trying to make a good time.
Yeah, you are a good
love
time,
you,
bro.
Bye.
We love you, dog. Peace, man. Peace.
He said start planning now is what he said.
Which is what we've done.
Yeah.
And the planning has let us know that this is expensive with savings, with taxes, and with sanity
New
intact.
York, I'm serious. Like, I would totally fly there. I could see my sister, help you with the kids. My sister has got a big house.
We're
so
on to
we
something.
Can stay. The whole basement could be ours, dude.
Who's going to Costa Rica and got family? And then who's going to Arizona and got family?
So
who's next?
I'm taking New York. Who's next? The others? All right. People are texting in. Brandon from Tosa said, use apps like Klarna. Afterpay, stuff like that.
What?
Wait, you can afterpay?
I cannot pay right
what
now.
What is Klarna? I never heard of this
is
brand.
It like
you gotta call in.
Oh no, okay. This is the advice that I'm looking for. What's up? Because this is gonna be lot of dollars.
Oh geez, the phones are going crazy. Okay, we're gonna talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so we're talking about what should DZ do because he's got three destination weddings next year.
Yeah.
You have one in Arizona in April,
correct,
one in Costa Rica in October, and then November in New York. And that's a lot of money and a lot of traveling.
And the last one's a lie, actually. I lied about all of that.
What do you mean?
It's not in New York. My wife texted me. I got it wrong. I'm sorry, y'all.
The one
you could actually help with.
Unbelievable.
So, one, it's in August, and two, it's in Rochester. Excuse me.
DZ.
Deaf husband moment. I ain't going to lie to y'all.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And so many weddings to think about,
let
I cannot collect my
August
thoughts.
August and where Rochester.
Rochester.
Not.
But then where do we fly into? Still New York, right?
I went to Rochester.
I don't
what
know
are
how. I have no
for?
Idea how far Rochester is from New York. I told you I've only ever been to JFK, never outside of the airport.
I have no idea.
No clue. I got no clue, and I got no idea, and I'm going to soon have no money.
Rochester, New York, it looks like. Sounds like a small airport. Good luck with that.
Great. Great.
I'm sorry.
So we can stay with you and your sister?
You can, but I don't know if that's going to work. It's
how
probably
far
pretty
of a drive? Oh, I don't even want to know.
You don't want to know this right now. Rochester to New York City.
Oh, God. I don't want to know. Don't tell me. 4 hours.
6 hours. Yeah.
Great. We're not staying
working.
With your
sister. Okay. So anyway, moving on. Let's go to Nikki in West Dallas. Nikki, we're back to square one. We have zero help for three destination weddings for DZ.
You know anybody
He's
in Rochester?
Broke. He doesn't know what to do. What do we do? Help.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Uepa. What do you think?
Actually, I do know people in Rochester. That's where my son's father's family is from.
So wait, are we just everybody's like letting you're going to stay
gonna
at
couch
somebody's
surf.
Cousin's brothers like
me plus
nephews.
Three are going to couch surf. Yes,
this
whatever we got to do, dog. We're going to figure it out.
Okay,
no, I'm sure they would be very welcoming. Very, very welcoming.
God, Nikki, for real, what's the advice?
But no, I was going to say the afterpay, the Klarna. You can pay for trips.
What is this?
Or cruises. It's something. Like, you go through the whole checkout process,
yep,
and then you're able to pay it either bi-weekly or monthly.
Okay, but hold on. Is
so
it have
like
interest?
Credit.
Does it have interest?
It does not.
So it's, oh, you, then this.
Yeah.
This is like what I used when I had my surgeries, care credit. Care credit, as well, you get a certain amount of time where medical surgeries, you can put a big amount on, like it's a credit card,
I
but it has
it was
no
only
interest.
For small amounts. But it's basically.
Oh, no, it was a big amount. But I don't know about Klarna, but it's the same thing with medical bills with credit care if you qualify.
And then I pay over
and
time.
And then you pay over time, yep, with no interest.
I love this.
But you have to pay within a certain amount of time.
Oh, I love this.
I didn't know about Klarna, man. Now we're talking.
Yeah, there's a couple different companies.
Four interest-free payments.
And yes, you can do
in 30 days or overtime. Okay.
You can do some that are, cool. you know, every 2 weeks, or you can do some that are monthly.
Okay. Hey, listen, we're on to something.
They're not cheap, but yeah.
Well, well, none of these trips are about to be cheap, but then can I do all these things individually? Do I got to purchase all these at once and then put it on Klarna?
No, you get four interest-free payments. You get four interest-free payments. Then you
Because you know what I mean? Like, I'm not about to get no after loan for $10,000 to pay for all these trips at once.
No, much like Care Credit, you have to pay within a certain amount of time, or you will get interest on it, like a credit card. It will turn into a credit card if you don't pay it. So that's an option.
Well, yeah, and that's a slippery slope, though. It's a slippery slope.
I have a slash coworker that uses those to be able to pay her cruises. She goes on a cruise every year.
Well, that's awesome.
Now I know how y'all be affording stuff.
But it doesn't mean they're not doing it interest free. She might still be paying into the interest. True. I don't know. All right, thanks for calling, Nikki.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
You too. Much love. Bye.
That is good advice, though, because a lot of people will put trips on a credit card when they could have just put it on this and paid a little bit with no interest until they ended up, you know, in the same spot.
And in a way, it's still like a credit card, but what me and my wife are trying to avoid doing is putting it on a credit card, if that makes any sense, right?
Three trips, three destinations, weddings, and a year. Unless you're,
we ain't rich.
Your savings is gone, or you're going on a credit card. My
guy, I know that's
Go to Angelica in West Bend, and let's see what she thinks. Hi, Angelica.
Angie.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think DZ should do to be able to go to these three destination weddings next year with his family?
Okay, so I definitely agree with the whole, like, Klarna Afterpay thing, because that's how I, like, finance my life right now.
But also,
do Spark, like, driving for, like, picking up deliveries for Walmart, because I just started.
They're telling you to get another job.
You know me.
He already has two jobs.
You know I'll get an extra job, though.
This is way easier.
Why?
And it's so much more, like, lucrative with, like, the money. Like, I've been a DoorDasher for, like, ever, but with Spark, I just started this past week, and within, I think it was like 4 days, I'm at like almost $500.
Girl, refer me. So, can you refer a friend? What's up?
Dang. Spark, I always see them at, they have special registers now at Walmart that say Spark for the people who are delivery drivers, and they get to go ahead.
It's not like DoorDash where it's Spark is specific to the store, and then like Target's
Walmart
got its own.
Spark,
yeah. It's very lucrative, like she's saying, where you're making some bread. We've talked about this before. I don't remember why, but somebody said and brought it up before.
I remember talking about this. How do people, like, do they order through the Walmart app, or does Spark have its own app?
I think they just order through Walmart, because I've had people call, it's like their customer service, but they have two options. So, like, they have it where you can either go into the store and shop for the orders yourself, or you can just pull up to, like, their pickup area and they'll just bring it out and load it to
you. You know what I love about this show is that we were talking about destination weddings, and now we're talking about the self-checkout Spark at Walmart.
Because it's making extra money.
Only on Allie and
DZ. She said an extra $500 and she just started. That's
DZ,
easy.
Yeah. We just sat down with our calendars for November and December, and we couldn't even find 2 hours that we could broadcast from our toy drive. We couldn't, and you're telling me you're going to get a third job?
I'll drive overnight.
You don't understand, Angelica. We just sat down with our calendars, and DZ and I could not find 2 hours in 1 week to do something. Give me a break. Goodbye, Angelica.
Okay, so
he's out of his...
Have the wife do it.
Angelica, yes.
Bye.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, am I the jerk for not inviting my in-laws to Thanksgiving?
That's problematic.
Yeah. I'd say so. Allie and DZ, I've been married for 6 years, he says.
My boy.
I've been married for 6 years, but I've been with my wife for over 10.
Okay.
I want to be nice about this, but I don't really know if there's any way to be nice about it.
You didn't start off very good. but we're listening.
Her family annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
They're tacky. They're rude. They're obnoxious. And they always start a fight.
Dang.
I come from a family that's more quiet, less confrontational. We don't really talk about the conflicts like her family does. And I've had enough of the crazy Thanksgivings.
Hmm.
So now that we've spent the last few years with all the drama, I just don't want to deal with it anymore.
You out.
So I invited my family over, since I do all the cooking, and not hers. Now that November's here, her family asked.
Does you doing the cooking matter? That was my first thought. Okay, I'm still listening.
Maybe,
I'm still listening. I'm still listening.
Maybe not. I guess if you're cooking.
You're the one feeding, right? Yeah,
her family has asked now that November's here. And I told my wife they're not invited.
You ain't even talk about it. Okay.
She said, I'm a jerk, but I don't care. Mm-hmm. I just can't stand her family. Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not inviting my in-laws to Thanksgiving?
Yo, my guy. I mean, used to 10 toes on it.
Yowzas.
Wow.
See, you know, listen.
What? I'm listening.
I can't really get into this. You're the married one on the show.
I mean, but you were married.
I loved my in-laws, so it's so hard for me. I mean, not that they do things that get on your nerves. Don't get me wrong.
All in-laws,
but
come
I genuinely
on
enjoyed my in-laws when I was married. I had no issues. Now, maybe if we'd been married a lot longer, those issues might have piled up over the years as you get to know people. But I enjoyed them, honestly.
Right.
But a lot of people can't stand their in-laws. This is like everybody loves Raymond. That show came about because people can't stand their in-laws.
It was that popular.
That's a show about hating your in-laws, but dealing with them, right?
And a lot of people missed that.
And it's funny.
It was so funny.
So I guess, I don't know. What do you think?
But here, I do definitely agree. I've got no problem with my in-laws.
Yeah.
Erin's got no problem with her in-laws.
With your family.
My family, right? Now,
it works.
Well, my family's separate, so we're not necessarily seeing my mom and dad at the same time, whatever.
Well, it helps when they're not living near you either.
It does. It definitely does.
That makes a big difference.
But like you said, bro, each family has its quirks where you're like, I roll this, or okay, here we go that, right? Both families mm-hmm. on both ends. And if you're lying, or if you're saying you don't, you're lying.
Yeah, you're
I don't
lying.
Care what you say.
Yeah.
That being said, you chose to marry into that family. And if you married your partner without knowing that family, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
Personal mm-hmm. opinion. But I can disrespect you for saying, as the person that's cooking, as the person that's feeding, as the person who's technically hosting,
yeah.
I get to decide who's coming
to
eat.
So you're saying not the jerk.
Think about Thanksgiving.
It's his wife's family, dude.
And I'm crazy for saying this. I get it.
Come
because
on. I kind of agree with you, though.
He's being rude. Is he being rude? Yeah. Yes. But is he jerky for standing on business and saying year after year, there's problems. Year after year, I'm cooking. Year after year, mm-hmm. something arises and it ruins Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a time to be thankful. And this, being Colombian, is something I learned in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we don't have Thanksgiving in Colombia.
Yeah.
We Halloween, Christmas. Mm-hmm. Boom. Back to back. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays because I learned here growing up, it's about not just, breaking bread, sharing food, but it's about spending time with loved ones regardless of those quirks. Mm-hmm. But sometimes those quirks are too much for you to handle. And
that's
if you're
true.
The person that's breaking the bread, and if you're the person that's breaking your back to make all that food,
dude,
I can't call you the jerk for saying, I don't want people that are going to be unhappy and make a very happy, thankful day unhappy and
DZ,
unblessed.
Don't you remember me talking about how my brother-in-law in New York, Mark, who's Australian, always avoids us because my family's loud and boisterous and fights and gets into all these, loud conversations, and he just hides because I can tell he thinks
he's
obnoxious. And he's been married to my sister long enough. He's like, I can't stand this family. They're so loud.
Yeah, but he's not telling y'all not to come.
Well, he can't.
Who's to say that?
See what I mean?
Who's
I see
to
what
say
you're
that?
Saying because it's their house.
Who's
yeah.
to say that? He's go one year he goes, yeah. Nah, y'all can't come. This nope.
Somebody,
foot down.
Somebody texted in, I wish I had the balls to do this to my in-laws. You guys are funny.
Are we going there? Uh-oh.
Somebody else said jerk. I haven't talked to my in-laws since COVID, and even I think this is jerky. Oscar in Wind Lake. Wait, Oscar, you haven't talked to your in-laws in 5 years, and you're calling this jerky? Come on.
Hey, jerky turkey.
Come on. All right, 414-533-1037. Is he the jerk for not inviting his in-laws to Thanksgiving? He said they're annoying, they're loud, they fight, they're obnoxious. I'm out, dude.
They ruin the day. They don't make it thankful. They make it unblessed. Why would I want them there?
He said, I'm cooking, so I didn't invite him. And now my wife's upset. But he invited his family.
Yeah, that's
somebody
the tough
said,
part.
Not the jerk. Healthy boundaries are necessary. And then right above that, yep, big old booty head jerk.
Booty head jerk. Was that Mila?
No, it was Bella. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we're going to talk to you guys next. The texts are coming in and so are the calls.
Thank you, Andrew.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Whoever texted in, tis the time to be thankful, not stressed.
True.
See?
True, but thankful for the family you have sometimes. Or not.
All right, so he wants to know if he's a jerk for not inviting his in-laws to Thanksgiving because he can't stand them. He said they're obnoxious, tacky, rude. They always start fights, and my family's not like that. So he invited his family. He's cooking, but not his wife's family, and now she's upset, obviously.
He's handling the food. He's the one feeding. He's the one that's being thankful.
Well, let's go to Saree and Racine. She has something to say about this. Hi, Saree. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. Do you think that he's a jerk for not inviting his in-laws to Thanksgiving?
Honestly, I think he is a jerk. Like, okay. If I was the wife, my feelings would be extremely hurt.
I hear
like,
that.
You
don't care about my family?
Right. And you see my in-laws, what, one or two times a year for holidays?
We don't know. We don't know.
We don't know how often they see him. Maybe they see him all the time.
You never know.
Maybe they do see him all the time, and he's like, come on, can I get
they
the holidays
They could be neighbors.
Chill?
They could live in a different state. Like, true. We don't know. I wish he would have said that, man.
And it feels like they live not close, though, because I agree with what Suri's saying. It feels like they don't see them enough, and he's just going, nope, not going to deal with it.
Lisa and Stalla said kind of the same thing. How many times a year do we have to see him? A few hours to save face? You guys, a lot of families spend a lot of time with their in-laws.
If you're like... For example, like Aaron's family, they all live basically on the same street. They've got three families on
family
one street,
too.
You know? So they might be really close,
well,
seeing each other all the time.
Why are you calling in saying they don't ever see each other, Saree?
Because that's how it felt.
Got it.
Let me be real. Yeah. Half my family died. So it's only like my aunt and my sister left on the street.
Okay.
I still think they're... That's jerky, man. If my husband did that,
you'd be hurt regardless.
Somebody said he's the jerk. The only thing he's a jerk for is not talking to his wife about it before he made the decision.
That I do agree with.
Okay. There's no clear communication.
He
was just like, no, that's it.
Heard.
Not
I hear
invited
that.
Nick. That's what I'm naming him.
Not invited
not
Nick.
Not invited Nick. There he did you go. Not invite anyone.
Perfect.
All right. Saree, thanks for calling. You have a good day, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, next up is a fan favorite, and we haven't heard his voice in a minute.
Where's he been?
Out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin. It's Santino.
Good morning. Good morning.
Buenos dias. What am I?
Hey, Santino.
Up,
all right, jerk or
well,
not
hello,
the jerk?
Miss Allie.
How, you know, he didn't invite his in-laws to Thanksgiving. How do we feel about this,
what's
Santino?
Up,
I said hi.
Okay, you said hi, honey. Not the jerk.
Whoa, you're going the opposite.
Oh.
He's
oh.
going the opposite.
Listen.
Okay.
Okay.
Listen.
Hell yeah.
He said they've been married for 6.
Yeah.
Together for 10.
Yeah.
Correct.
So we don't know the family dynamics. We don't understand what happened.
Yep.
But if he made an executive decision, she had to be on board because she would have fought it.
There's a ooh.
Oh, well, she's not happy with him. I don't know if she fought it. But
she ain't fight it enough.
She does come from a confrontational family.
I do hear where Santino's going. Say,
yeah.
Listen, it's not the fact that he didn't have a conversation, but whatever happened that the conversation didn't have or didn't happen is because it was big enough.
Right.
So when he made the decision, she didn't fight it because she knew. She knew why.
Yeah.
Right.
Dang, Santino.
Crazy, right?
That's a little
My
too
question.
Real for some people to swallow, for
mm-hmm.
real.
And that's okay. I see it. I'm from a huge family, like 11 kids. My wife has her siblings. But my thing is I'm going to protect my peace and my family's peace.
First
and
foremost.
If you're coming in and destroying that, I don't have time for it. Like,
yeah, that's exactly what the person texted. It's time to be thankful, not stressed out. It's the holidays, you know, and so many people are stressed out at the holidays because of family.
Yep, not even just spending or none of that. Yeah, the family adds, yeah.
One more question. We don't know if the prelude or the ending of it, like, is the wife anxious before or after? Like, it could put a whole lot of stress on the family. He's probably like, I'm done. No, you don't have to deal with this. I'm not dealing with it. Done.
Santino, what if she is stressed? And since it is her family, her blood, she's like, we got to deal with it. But she might end up being grateful at the end of it. This sounds crazy,
or
but I
hear it. Or she's going to miss her family and stare at his the whole day, and that's what would make him the jerk.
Whoa.
Awkward.
Yeah, yeah. It's either going to be a resurrection or some resentment.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Santino said not the jerk, though.
Yeah.
This is impressive. I didn't see you going that way. He says protect your space and your family, and, you know, you're going to be stressed out otherwise.
I didn't think the family man was going there, but I hear exactly what he's saying, because he's saying me and mine are first and foremost, always, no matter what.
Yeah.
Right? We can't have 10 alleys in the house.
We cap at 8.
Oh, really? Now you're putting me in the in-law lady? Okay, forget you, Santino.
Bye, man.
Forget you.
Peace, bro.
Why can't we have 10 alleys in the place?
Hey, Santino said it, not me. Not
Did
me.
You, Santino.
I hung up on him.
You're right. There's only room for one of me. That's right. John's in Mequon. He's going to be our tiebreaker today. Is not invited Nick the jerk for not inviting his in-laws to Thanksgiving. Hey, John.
John
in Mequon.
No, he's a cool John.
Good morning.
He's
morning.
A working
he's
man.
A working
he's not
John.
A rich man.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, something like that.
If I find out you got a mansion over there,
John?
In Mequon, I'm coming for you, John. You better not be pretending like you're a working man.
Because you don't sound snooty.
Hey, I offered a date. You said no.
You did?
Wait.
When did you ask me out?
Look at she said, hold on.
Hold on. When did you ask me out, John?
Chill out.
I've been looking for a Mequon man.
Hey, this isn't dumpster fire, but no, he's not the jerk.
Okay.
Sorry, Nick.
You said not the jerk.
Nick,
we got to circle back.
We got to circle back. I got sidetracked there. Okay, so Nick.
Yeah, you did.
This guy.
Are you flirting?
Character. Yes. Yes, he is.
So am I. Okay, so Nick.
Let me leave. Excuse me.
No, please don't.
In a second, after
don't
we finish, I'm out of jerk.
No, seriously, Nick, you are going with Santino, not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
No way.
I mean, it's the fellas. Of course it's the fellas.
Wow.
No, because agreeing with Santino is basically I've been there, done that. You know, I got somewhat of a large family myself, and a lot of them have passed.
Okay.
And I was actually with my woman for 20 years, married 15 of it.
Wow.
And then turned around. It was just like, you know, the guy wrote in was the fact that there's fights. You can't do anything about it. But of course, once they leave, you're the one, the spouse is the one that's going to take
deal
the repercussion
the
of all the complaints.
And then that affects your marriage because, I feel that even when I was married, that's so relatable. Like, we would get into fights after we left our families over other
things. Because the energy's all charged up.
And I'd be mad about it. It wouldn't even,
if
now we're fighting.
For your
family, mm-hmm. making everything perfect for wow. everybody's eyes, and then everybody's like, oh man, such a great, and then all of a sudden, and turn around, it just goes to basically yeah. everything just going down.
Down the drain. Mm-hmm. Down the drain, yeah. yep.
But I mean, it's no different than, you know, like what Santino says, like, you don't know how many times a year you see them. I saw my in-laws almost once a month, twice a month, and
a lot.
It was, sometimes it was just annoying.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I still got to put on that pretty face and be like, yep, everything's fine.
Because it's
family.
But
then once yeah. they leave, it's like, dude, why'd they come over here to complain about everything?
Well, it's like you want, it's like your siblings, only you're not blood related. You're related through marriage.
It's a family.
So with your
you
siblings,
chose.
You put up with it, but with your in-laws, you're like,
you
get out.
Get out. Bye.
Yeah. I mean, it's no different than, like, if they have a sibling rivalry or anything like that, like what we talked about, you know, a month ago at least. But, you know, it was the same thing that
yeah.
my ex-wife's sister would always belittle her every single time she was there. But she always just held her tongue because she was the younger
sister. The little sister.
Sister.
Yep,
and
yep.
And then turned around after she left, she'd be like, why does she do that? And I was like, why do you have her over?
Boy, too many. Hey, you working too many solutions,
you
my
know what?
Guy.
I like the way you think. Keep calling, John.
Use just mentalist and DM her too, okay?
DM me, not the wife.
Not the wife. You know who I meant, John. We'll holler soon, bro. You are funny, man, and smart. Like it, man.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right,
maybe
John.
One of these days I'll be on dumpster fire for you.
Maybe. Just
if that's
maybe.
A goal, have at it. I
Boy.
Mean, there's room for more men on dumpster fire.
You keep talking like that, you end up
but,
dating
like
both
I
of
said,
us.
I
I'm not kidding. OB called me last night and asked me to hang out this week. You better slide in before
Boy,
somebody else does, John.
Better get in where you fit in and join the roster before the trade deadline.
You guys have a good day.
You too, brother. Peace,
Bye.
Man. Talk soon.
All right. Somebody, Todd from Mequon just texted in. John is not the real Mequon. This is Todd in Mequon.
Todd taking offense.
Forget you guys. All right, dude, it was not the jerk. I did not know which way it was going to go.
No.
Because honestly, I could have seen it go either way, but everybody says Nick is not the jerk for not inviting his in-laws to Thanksgiving. Wow.
Big wow. I mean, we're family oriented. We're big on, like, you know, always, you know, family, mm-hmm. this, that, but you are protecting your family. You mm-hmm. are protecting your peace. And
yeah.
in some convoluted, weird, backwards way, you're probably protecting your wife too, because you
yeah.
know what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Like the last two callers.
For
like,
sure.
like Santino, like
protecting
John was saying.
Peace.
Bro, protect and going, I know what this does to affect you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not good from this afterwards. I'm going to hold us down.
Totally.
I see
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Do I agree? I don't know, but mm-hmm. I see it. I see it.
Well, it's not the jerk, and that's final.
Woo.
Do you know what we're going to talk about after we give away these tickets?
What are we going to talk about?
Did you see that Governor Evers signed a bill that's going to make cell phones not allowed in schools
oh,
next
yeah.
year?
No, we were talking about
and
that. Yeah.
I know everybody has a thought on no cell phones in school, but hold on. Don't just read the headline. There's more details. It's not just no, it's not no phones in school. Now go tell your friends.
Oh,
there's
not
more.
We're not going to the old schools like they used to take them for us? Come on, because that's how that's used to be.
There are some exemptions. There are some people that would be allowed. The point is, I'll tell you what the plan is with this bill Governor Evers signed involving cell phones in schools, because half of the people are going to lose their mind and half of the people are going to support it. And you
know
that.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm at with this one.
So, all right, we're going to talk about that. But first, let's give away Jeff Dunham tickets.
Funny man. Ventriloquist man.
414-533-1037. He's coming on the 30th of December. You know that awesome week between New Year's and Thanksgiving?
Where everybody just to chill a little bit.
Just do whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's coming that week on the 30th, and you're going to the Miller High Life Theater to see him if you're caller 30 right now. 414-533-1037. Good luck. You're going to see Jeff Dunham. Kiss FM. Restricting cell phones in schools. How do we feel about it? We're going to discuss in like a minute. Hold on. First, we got to talk to Austina. What a name.
I like
Austina.
It. Yeah.
Up in Teresa.
Pop's Westman. Name must have been Austin.
It was. Was your dad's name Austin? I didn't even go there in my mind.
No, I was supposed to be a boy.
So then they put Austin Tina.
They had Austin picked and
the
went,
nerve.
Austina works, dog.
The nerve. Do people call you Austina or Tina?
Some people call me Tina.
Okay.
Like my husband's friends, but
of course, the dude.
I call you Austie. Why not?
Oh, there you go. Well,
yeah.
You know what? I have great news. You are going to see Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, Austie.
Woo! You're going. He's going to be at the Miller High Life Theater in Milwaukee on December 30th. And he is the puppet guy, the ventriloquist. Nobody does it like Jeff Dunham. He's like iconic now,
He's
you know?
He's the guy. The legend.
Mm-hmm.
What's your the legend?
We're going to talk through my teeth. Talk through your teeth like this, Austina, and then we'll let you go.
If you can talk with a smile.
Do it, Austina. Come on, do it.
I don't think I could do it very well.
We'll leave it to Jeff. We'll leave it to Jeff. You're right. Thank you for playing.
You were right. You suck. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Austina.
Stick to your day job, girl. We will too. Well.
That was amazing, Austina. Somebody's going to be in touch, but have a great time at the show on December 30th. Jeff Dunham, all right?
Awesome. Thank you guys very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
That was great.
So now we can reset and start over. It's Allie and DZ, and I really want to talk about this bill.
Woosah Wepa. What's going on? You said we're banning phones?
Well, I don't know if you... Banning is not the correct word. Okay. Restricting cell phone use in schools. And as somebody who has a 12 and a 14-year-old, I support it, man.
I'm affected by it, but
I support it. Because
I'm out of the game. I got a 2 and a 4-year-old. We're not touching nothing.
There is no reason my kid needs his phone during the day, and I can see he's not doing nothing good but playing games when he has it. Mm. Hudson's not even allowed to take it to school because he's in elementary. I'm like, you're not taking your phone to school. You're in sixth grade.
You're 12-year-old, yeah.
When you go to middle school and high school, you can have it, and that's what I did with Owen. So Governor Evers signed a bill on Friday that's going to limit cell phones in schools, and this will start next year if this all goes through, making Wisconsin the 36th nation. We're so far behind on this.
We are behind.
The 36th state to do this? The bill will make it easier also for candidates for office to remove themselves from ballots. Okay, that's a side note, but I want to talk about the cell phone part for real.
Yeah.
Because now, so under this new law, school districts have until July of 2026. So what is that? Next July.
So basically next year. Nothing's happening anytime soon.
No, the school year for next year, not
next
this year.
Not this year.
They have to implement a policy that bans cell phones during instructional times. Now, I feel like Owen already goes through this. Okay?
So basically when classes happen.
Mm-hmm, it needs to, but it has to have exemptions for emergencies, for educational purposes. And of course, there are cases involving students' health care where they need to have a phone or an IEP or a 504, which is an individualized plan children get.
Educational plans.
There are accommodations for learning.
Individualized educational plan.
Thank you. So now the governor said, you know, trying to decide whether he's going to sign the bill or not weighed heavily on him, but he thinks that decisions like this should be made at the local level by school districts, but he's also concerned about cell phone use and social media, and I feel that because I, again, have a 12 and a 14-year-old.
You're going through it.
I can see it, man. I'm like, get off your phone, and I have to do it to myself.
Well, and there's one thing when they're using the technology to actually help them in their studies, because technology as a tool is great. We grew up in the era before technology. Yes. Was a main staple in our education and then had it become a main staple in our education, right?
It is awesome.
So it's great. As somebody that has had both, having tech, fantastic.
It's good for us, but...
We are in the generation that grew up not knowing and having it all and went, wow.
It's a double-edged sword, though.
It is a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
And I think the fact of the matter is these kids don't know a world without it.
Mm-hmm. They
but
don't.
But they also don't know how to use it properly. We're not teaching tech literacy in school. Name a school that is doing tech literacy like we do sex education or even how we used to do home ec. Mm. It used to be such a fundamental piece of our education. Now we don't even do home ec in a lot of schools and a lot of districts and a lot of places.
Well, it's interesting because I know with Owen, since he's in middle school, when he walks into the classroom, according to him, he told me that they have these cell phone holders. Like one, it looks like a shoe holder that you would hang on a closet.
Yep.
And as soon as you walk in, you put your phone on silent into one of the boxes, and you don't get it back till the hour's over.
At the end
of
the
class. So as long as they're in class, that phone is in the room with them, but so that way parents can't say, well, my kid needs a phone because the phone's there.
Right. Is there?
But technically, they're not allowed. So technically, there are people in Wisconsin who have already implemented this, is what I'm saying. I'm saying Owen's school clearly does it, but I can see him at lunch trying to play a game. I can see it all, dude. I'm like, go talk to your friends.
At lunchtime, though, here's the thing. They are playing games together, though. Mm-hmm. Right? They're all probably playing same game. And at that rate, that's when tech is free time, your time. You do what you want.
Yeah.
Sure. But when you're not using it as a tool, when you're in class and you're sitting there not allowing yourself to pay attention to the professor or teacher when you're young enough, right?
Yeah.
That's not okay. And then I do agree. They should be locked up. We come from the era where if you had your phone and if it even came out your pocket, you got it taken. Yeah. Your parents had to come get it.
And you didn't need it.
It was a wrap. You couldn't even chew gum in school. Now we're worried about cell phones. We've evolved. But I agree that kids shouldn't just have free range and access, because they can bypass whatever firewall you got. You think you ain't going to let them on Instagram? Yeah, good luck.
They say 74% of adults support banning middle and high school students from using cell phones during class. Why wouldn't you? What are the other 25% that think they need them during class? For what?
Helicopter
for
parents.
For what? You know what drives me nuts is I see Hudson, you know, use Siri or use the voice to, and he's not even writing anymore. Like no. Writing. Like, because you're using the voice to text.
They're
not even
texting.
No, he's not even texting. He's using his, hey, I'll be right there. Send. I'm like, oh, God.
I guess they're saving themselves from carpal tunnel. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I'm trying to justify it, but wow.
So we're talking about how on Friday, you know, the governor signed this bill that would then start taking place in July of 2026 next year. How do you guys feel about this? Basically restricting schools from allowing kids to have their cell phones during any kind of, you know, learning period. So if they're in class, the cell phone has to go away. They still have it, and there are exemptions.
And this isn't stopping the other tech that they have, because I do have a problem with restricting them completely.
Well, they have Chromebooks,
from...
and I don't know. Actually, no, they don't. That depends on the school
Not
district
everybody.
and their funding and their budgets. For example, Owen and Hudson have Chromebooks,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That they did not always. They do now. I saw it evolve over the years to where everybody finally had one.
I will say most students get access to an iPad, Chromebook, a Surface, something. Now, it might not be the same product, but you have access to tech because it is such a main part of our education now.
All right, how do we feel about banning cell phones during class? I would love to see the person who's like against it.
I'm surprised more people are for it. I figured it would have
been
more of a 50-50. Well, I'm surprised we're in the 70s for the support.
We're finally starting to see some of the effects
that
when they're too checked out during technology that even we're like, okay, now, and they're not banning them fully. You can bring them. You just can't use them. There's a difference.
Even kids are saying that tech is too much sometimes. And that's huge, because kids before were like, what are you talking about, boomer? Now they're like, nah, y'all might be right.
My brain hurts. Yeah. No kidding, man.
I got a headache.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. We're talking about banning cell phones in schools because next year it will officially be the case. Now, that doesn't mean your kid can't take their cell phone to school.
Right.
It means they will not be allowed to have them. They will limit cell phone use in school, especially during instructional periods. So if they're learning, the phone's gone.
No phones.
And I said, like at Owen's school, I know they have to put them in a like container.
Like a
and then
box.
They get them back at the end of the class. So if that's how they have to do it, I'm fine with that.
Aaron's school's totally like that too. Yeah, I mean, in a lot of cases, here's the problem. Kids are getting phones younger and younger and younger. Now you got kindergartners with iPhones going, what do you need it? What? Why? Why?
Even I raised my children as a single parent, and even I didn't have that excuse. Sometimes it'll be like, oh, I can't talk to them at their dads or their moms.
There's always ways to reach your children that doesn't involve having to have a phone, but personal opinion.
Well, let's go to the phone. Speaking of, Rebecca's in Tosa. She said her kids got theirs banned this year, so I want to talk to her. Hey, Rebecca.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how old are your kids and what grades?
So I have a senior in high school at Tosa.
Okay.
So of course, she was devastated because senior year and they banned the cell phone.
I need it! So what changed? Because
how dare they, right?
Can she take it to school and then she has to put it away, or how does it work?
Senior should be exempt. I do think seniors.
Stop it, DZ.
Oh, that's a perk. You did
no.
4 years in, I earned mine.
No.
I earned mine. Senior should be exempt.
That's the worst class. Go on.
They can take them to school. They cannot have them in the hallways, in the classroom, or even at lunch. If they're seen, they get a discipline after the second or third discipline. They get, you know, they go through
that.
They actually have to engage with their peers. Wow.
They went old school.
That's the whole problem that we're having as parents with the social skills. So I support it, dude.
That's a little too far.
Yeah, actually, it's been great for me, too, for working at home. Like, I don't hear from her a million times a day about stupid stuff.
Okay, fair.
I only hear at lunch from him. That's when I hear from him, because Owen can use his at lunch, and I hear from him all the time.
I definitely would have called my mom way more.
I was trying to send emails, so then she would email me during the day. And I was like, oh, my God, cut the email off, too.
She was emailing you.
Yeah,
that's a perfect example. I always tell Owen and Hudson, I'm like, if you don't have your phone, you can email me all day long, and it's going to come. It's the same, because it's going to come right to my phone. They don't do it, but I've told them there is a way to communicate with your mother outside of have a cell phone. It's called email, and you have it right in front of you.
Kids,
they all have email.
Don't use it.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Depending.
I want to show you Hudson's email. He's actually got emails from his teachers and his school. Doesn't mean he reads it. Hudson 0-2.
Kids don't use it.
They are supposed to.
They have
DZ.
It. They have
they
it.
Should be. It's not old school anymore. Like, they need to be on their email.
No,
they're
I'm
just
being
not.
Petty. I'm being petty.
I'm
you
getting
know.
Mad because they don't get on it, and it triggers
me.
Anyway, all right. Sorry, Rebecca. Now I'm on one.
But you know, like Rebecca, she's saying, listen, my kid will email me when she knows she doesn't have a phone, so they're going to find a way to contact you. Remember when we were kids and we didn't have cell phones?
No.
And the second we got home, we would pick up that landline and go,
and we would call our mom at work.
And go, hey, can I speak to Catalina, please? And then somebody would have to go get somebody to go get my mom, and then her manager was mad because now
then
she, yeah.
Your mom got on the phone. You didn't eat anything other than, like, where's the
Hi,
soup
Ma.
Or where's the crackers? I'm hungry.
When are you going to be home?
Yeah, totally.
Same time, fam.
Dude, you know what, Rebecca? Thanks for calling. We got
You're
more
welcome.
People to get
we
to.
We appreciate
DZ.
You. Awesome. Love, bye.
If I had a dime for every time they called me and said, when are you going to be home? And I'm like, when I feel like it. That's my new answer.
Rebecca's saying, though, they still going to bother you.
Oh,
this is not going to stop. And
well,
we did it, too.
Maddie's in Kenosha, and she is a teacher, so
Uh-oh.
She is very ready to discuss this today. Hi,
Maddie. Morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So Governor Evers on Friday signed a bill that's going to limit cell phones in schools starting in as of July 2026. They can be in school, but you cannot use them at all during instructional times.
And it sounded like districts can decide what they want to do for themselves.
I can't
too.
Believe this is not even signed into law. Now, granted, we see school districts are doing it on their own, but we are the 36th state to finally do this.
Yep.
This took us this long.
A minute.
All right. So anyway, what do you think, Maddie? Because you're in elementary, right? You're in an elementary.
Yeah, and I'm seeing a lot of little kids without their phones at, like, parent pickup, and, like, I'll see them in the hallway, and we have to talk about it. But I've also seen a couple of schools ago that I was at, I had a friend, they got recorded by a student.
Were
they doing something wrong, or what
happened?
Well,
the kids were trying to, like, get her mad.
On purpose.
So they were like, they were trying to, like, poke and prod.
To catch a reaction.
They were being disrespectful. They had no business having that phone.
They were trying to make a teacher go viral.
But you could
Let's
use
say
the
it.
Chromebook, or if you had an iPad, you could use those, too, to film somebody. But anyway.
A little more obvious.
So then what happened?
So we obviously told the principal, and she was of course denying it. But you know,
became administration stuff. Yeah,
and then it was a whole thing. The parent had to come in, and then they had to give permission for us to look into the phone, and it was a whole thing.
Oh, dang!
Wow.
Did they find the video?
Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they did. Oh, yeah.
Wow. So wait. So do you look, Hudson's in sixth grade. He's still in elementary, Maddie. And I do not let him take his phone to school. He's asked. Mm-hmm. And I said there is zero reason. Next year in middle school, have at it, my guy.
Yeah.
But
I
believe you. He says all the time, tons of kids have their phones. And I go, well, there's no reason for it.
Tons of kids jump off that bridge.
You're in elementary. Give me a break, dude. You don't need a phone. No.
And
I've
like,
stuck with it.
All they're doing is they're just like showing each other videos.
Dumb stuff.
Exactly.
Airdropping each other dumb stuff.
Yep. Oh, I've seen the text between my son and his friends, and they make no sense.
None. Why would it?
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling, Maddie. We appreciate you calling in today.
Thank you so much, guys. Love you. Have a great day.
Love you.
Well,
bye,
the good
you
news for her is she's not going to have to deal with any phones in schools as of July 2026 with this new law. She will, but not filming in the classroom or they're done.
You know people, and these kids are going to get ingenious and start either giving dummy phones or being like, no, I don't have a phone, and keeping it in their pocket, because that's
suppose.
What I would have done.
True. Let me go to our messages. Oh, my gosh.
What?
77 new texts. You guys are killing me.
Lord of mercy.
Somebody said, oh, here we go, the people with the school shooters. They want to, this is what you guys are missing. The phones are there. It says, so if a school shooter invades the building, then the students don't have their phones on them to get help. It all relies on the teachers or email.
You can't
call 911 or you can't email 911. Well, you guys, I don't have an answer for that.
But
this is always the debate. But is the risk worth the pay? Is your kid having their cell phone 24 hours a day? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. Somebody's going to call for help.
In an active threat situation, I hope my kid's first thought isn't that cell phone.
I really do hope
my kid's first thought isn't that cell phone. Yeah. If that's their first thought, I did something wrong.
Yeah.
Because they should be thinking about safety first and then contact. Mm-hmm. You can get to a gas station. You can get up out the way. You can get to safety. You can get somewhere first and then hit me up. Because, Papi, I'm going to get to you.
Yeah. The school shooter thing is not going to make me change my mind on thinking kids need phones in schools.
I agree.
Knew this was going to be the big debate, but you guys, 75% of adults agree with not having phones out during instructional periods. This isn't a full ban.
No.
This is a ban during school. They can take them to school. There are exceptions for medical stuff and IEPs and, you know, individualized learning plans, but it will not. They will not be having these things in the middle of class as they don't need to.
And if you got that big of a problem, get your kid exempt. If you feel that they need that phone on them, get them exempt. Okay.
Do it.
You could be part of the
1%.
Sure, you
could prove some mental health anxiety thing, saying my kid's worried about it. You could do it. Let's go to, last but not least, Shay in Milwaukee, because we keep talking about this.
Hello.
Hey, Shay.
Shay, there's always, you know, you're always going to have both sides on this, but the governor said as of July of next year, and he said he wanted... I'm not getting political, but he straight up said, I wish they would have done this sooner, but the legislature didn't, so I'm going to sign it in next year. So we're the 36th state now to ban cell phones, restrict them during school as of July 2026. How do you feel about this, Shay?
Well, I can honestly say that as long as they can keep them on them, I am a mom of a child that goes to MPS.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, not all schools are built the same.
True.
But I can tell you middle school has been very hard for my son specifically because he's an only child. So I get it. He's kind of sheltered, but he's seen and been exposed to things that he's ran to the bathroom crying and telling me, Mom, I've seen X, Y, Z. And I had to talk him off the ledge like, hey, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
Which for adults that have been in those scenarios before, they might be like, just get to class. Like, it's not that serious. But you don't know how that it has affected my child.
Individual
and how many times I talked him into, okay, now you're going to go back to class and it's going
to
be fine.
So wait, he calls you? Wait, hold on. I'm trying to understand. He goes to the bathroom and calls you or what?
Like, they'll be in the hallway in between
shift classes. So where is the support? Does he have any support at school? Where are the adults at school?
They're not very supportive. I mean, last year there was a kid that brought a gun to school and I didn't hear it until my son told me about it. So, I mean, come on. They just need to do better. And
listen,
yes,
Mama, we hear you.
I told my son, as long as you have your device and it's not for fun, it's not for games, like, you've seen what's happened before, you've seen when you need to call me, it is for emergencies only.
And your kid understands that.
So Owen, I said, has to put it in the shoe cubby on the door, and somebody said, if they use the shoe cubbies on the door, they can quickly get their phones in case of emergency. Well, because the door is shut.
Right.
That's the thing. Right. You know what I mean? That's the thing. Laura from Watertown texted in, our school district has students put their phones in a bin at the beginning of class and get them back. So, most schools are already doing this, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. And I understand you want some way to get to a hold of your kid at all times. But, like, you do understand, like, you got to figure out a solution at some point where your kid's going to be on their own eventually, like, in the world.
And eventually that will happen.
As an adult. I'm so sorry
you're going through that. Right now, Shay's saying, you know, my child isn't there yet. And the system that he's in isn't necessarily helping him enough. Because we're not knowing enough about what's actually going on.
But then you might be the exemption. Go to the school and see if you can get the exemption. If your kid is that anxious and has that much, if your kid should be in therapy if they're having that many issues, I'm sorry, they should.
If they're hitting you up during the day,
there's counseling at school. Yeah. There's people that they can do that with. Your kid should be talking to somebody.
And
so there's a lot of steps here besides just give him a cell phone.
I think it's gotten better this year with being his second year of middle school, but the first year was rough. He's seen so many things and he's just like, I don't know what to do with this. So I spent like almost at the daily talking to him.
Okay.
It is getting better. You know, it's like the support wasn't there from the school, and I even reached out to the school multiple times. So
you're doing what you can
do. Yeah.
I hear you though, and Allie's right. I think in
maybe
this scenario,
get an exception
you
if you
would
think
be
your
exemption.
Kid needs it.
Yep. Yep.
You got to
go
to the school. Yeah. And talk about it. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Shay.
Thank you.
Appreciate you much. Love. Bye.
Somebody said I agree with the woman that's on the phone right now. Well, that's going to be a lot of people. A lot of you look. I wish I could have called my mom when I was getting bullied in middle school, you guys. I mean, there's so many.
I don't disagree.
We went through a lot of things, unfortunately, and I'm not saying they should.
Yeah.
But I'm saying let's help them as much as we can, but be realistic about it with cell phones involved, you guys.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life
life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Well, and honestly, because it sounds like Shay was being realistic.
They're restricted, you know? That's it. So I don't know if your kid's going to be able to go to the bathroom and call you without an exemption.
No, they're definitely not. Case. No, they're definitely not.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for inputting, everybody. I have a surprise for you, DZ.
A surprise for me?
Yeah. Are you ready?
I think so.
It's 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. It's officially November 4th. So you know what that means.
What does it mean?
You ready?
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
Oh,
ram,
snap.
Pork, dog,
it's the jam.
Chicken, turkeys.
Sweet Raven's gone!
Look! I got greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, hog, maw, greens, potatoes, tomatoes,
chicken, turkey, chicken. You name it!
You name
it! You gotta let this ride for me.
I got greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, hog, maw, greens, potatoes, tomatoes,
chicken, turkey, chicken.
You name it! I'm dancing.
I got greens.
I can't stop. We could put it on loop, dude.
Put it's, some respect on Thanksgiving.
It's so good, dude. I love that woman, and I love it. Oh, one more time for the people in the back.
Beans, potatoes, tomatoes.
Oh, no.
No.
Siri.
Lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it. One more time.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes,
chicken, turkeys, chicken.
You name it.
United.
I hope you all enjoyed that rendition of the next and best Thanksgiving song ever invented. Okay,
it's called You Name It. You name it. Thanksgiving.
You name it. I'm going to make one with my foods. Let's make one with our own foods this year.
I got all the same foods she got.
Like, cauliflower, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole without the breading. You name it. Turkey. You name it.
Zero carb mac and cheese.
You name it. Okay, coming up next, we got to talk about our sleep non-negotiables, okay?
Yeah.
Are you down?
I'm down.
Okay, good. I just had to get that out of our system for Thanksgiving. Okay, sleep non-negotiables, like things you just are not going to change. I'm talking maybe you have to have a fan.
Oh, come on now.
Maybe you don't want anybody in your bed like me. Like, my other side is for the remote and snacks.
Does the window having to be cracked count? That's sleep non-negotiable for some people.
Dude, this is where people fall apart. This is where couples don't last because of the sleep non-negotiables. All right, we're going to talk about it next. 414-533-1037. Your sleep non-negotiables. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Talking about your sleep non-negotiables. DZ, you started it. You go first.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie.
What's your problem?
I got a couple sleep non-negotiables. First and foremost, fans got to be on.
You have to have a fan every time?
Fan has to be on. And it could be the ceiling fan.
Come
it doesn't
on.
Have to be a floor fan or nothing like that. But the fan must be on. It's about the breeze. It's about the noise. Mm-hmm. It's about the sensation. It's about all of that. If the fan's not on, I am waking up way more. And I already wake up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Two, for me to actually get to sleep, 1 foot. 1 foot must be up out the blanket.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta have 1 foot dangling off the edge of the bed.
Always.
Always.
Doesn't it get cold?
When it gets cold, it gets tucked. But
come
after
on.
But I gotta fall asleep with 1 foot cold outside the blanket and hanging off the bed. I swear. Ask Aaron, my wife.
I love it cold. It has to be cold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do well. If it's hot, I
don't
can't.
Sleep right.
I don't sleep right.
I don't sleep right.
We have so many people on the phone who want to chime in today. Let's start with, how about Lisa in West Dallas, one of our regulars, or should I say Stallis?
Stallywood.
Stallis. Hi, Lisa.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey.
What's your sleep non-negotiable?
All right, so I do sleep with the fan, but I have had times where I travel and I don't have a fan, I don't have anything, but the one thing I absolutely need is darkness.
Yes,
fair.
Same, to the point where, and my sister and I have had this discussion, her husband, my sister in California, he doesn't even like the tiny little dot that lights up the room from the Apple TV. And
really?
She told me this. I go, I feel the same way.
It
wakes me up. No. Yes. If I see the little white dot in the corner, it wakes me up. I swear to God. And then I get mad. And now I'm awake and I can see the light staring
at
me.
Y'all
it's
so
like staring
sensitive.
At a flashlight. I don't know.
Really? I am 100% unbothered by light. And I'm not even trying to be crazy and like an oppositionist. You could turn on a light. You could shine a flashlight in my face.
Look,
if I'm asleep, I'm asleep.
My kids sleep with the hall light on. I still shut the door because I can't stand the light, dude.
Wow.
I love it when they go to their dad's at night because I can sleep with the lights out.
Allie be sitting there cutting the power to the house so it's dark, dark.
Whoopsies. Power's out. No. I get it. They're afraid of the dark. Fine. But you know what I mean? Like, I swear, it has to be pitch black.
Gotta
like
be
Lisa.
Dark.
Lisa, I feel you.
You blackout curtains, everything when you can. You got to have the blackouts.
Please.
Wow.
Please.
Yep. Those curtains need to be closed. I can't have any break. We don't even have an alarm clock in our room. Yes, that sounds weird. We use our cell phones, but there's not even any light at all.
Okay. I'm
impressive.
Not taking it from most people don't
impressive.
Have an alarm clock nowadays, Lisa. You'd be surprised. Yeah.
No, most people don't. We use our phones.
Wow. But dark, dark. It's got to be midnight.
Yep. All right, Lisa. Thanks for calling.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye. Have a great
so
day.
We're talking about your sleep non-negotiables. I need it really cold. DZ needs 1 foot out from under the blanket and a fan on.
Just one.
Random.
Just 1 foot.
Somebody else texted in that said, no matter the season, pitch black. Yes, they have black screen rain sounds. Okay.
I do like the rain machines. I grew up with the rain machines, and I've gotten past it now in my age, but I like me a little shh.
Brittany in New Berlin texted in. She said, same as DZ for me and my husband. It's my husband's the opposite. He just needs to put on more clothes.
Oh, he needs to layer up.
He runs
cold.
They're opposites.
Yeah, they run cold.
Brittany, I'm so sorry. You have to deal with that.
Yeah,
that's awful.
How do y'all live?
Unbelievable. All right, let's go to Maddie in Waukesha and talk to her next. Hi, Maddie.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right, what's your non-negotiable when it comes to sleep? How do you like it?
So I should preface this with I'm a first responder, so I can sleep anywhere.
Nice. Thank you for your service. Go on.
Mm-hmm. No worries. But the big thing is outside of work, my sleep hygiene is super important to me. So having a TV in the room, I can't have a TV in the room partially for the darkness. And also because you're supposed to not have screens and all that like an hour before bed.
Oh, well, yeah, to help
and then
sleep.
I kind of do a culmination of what DZ does, where I like to have a fan on.
Yeah.
As well, like either a ceiling fan or a stand-up fan, depending on the time of year.
See, Maddie, I need a fan because I like it cold.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, no,
either
for sure.
Way, it whether or not it's to make it cold or just for like that breeze or that like almost like white noise.
That sound, yep, the white noise, yep.
Well, what do? Are you a firefighter? Are you a cop? You an EMT? What's your story, Maddie?
I'm a firefighter paramedic.
Yes, girl. Seeing females in these male-dominated fields more and more every day. You go, girl.
Big ups.
And I don't know how you do it, but thank you.
For
okay,
real.
Bye.
Get some sleep.
Go to sleep, Maddie. Love you.
Appreciate
you.
Take care. You too.
Bye. All right, let's go to Paulina in Milwaukee. Last but not least, we're talking about your sleep non-negotiables. Natalie texted in and said, I will not sleep if there's no fan. She just won't.
I can't. I don't know what it is. Buenos dias. What up, fam?
Hi. Hey, girl, what's your sleep non-negotiable? DZ and I are discussing this morning.
All right. So my funny little weird one is I have to sleep on top of a, like, you know, like those plush throw blankets that you would get at Christmas time or you could grab at Walmart for like $10.
Like the Mexican blankets?
I have to sleep on top of a plush throw blanket. It has to be. I cannot sleep on top of a sheet.
You can't sleep on sheets?
It's all texture. It's got to be
the
texture.
Material. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I take it with me. Even if I go to a hotel, I take a plush blanket with me and I have to lay that down. Yeah.
Wow.
Or I cannot sleep.
This is so funny because so funny. I didn't even bring this up. I just bought new bedding the other day.
It's
so funny that we're talking about sleep non-negotiables. I went and looked really hard. I was very focused on getting new bedding, and I finally found one I really liked, and it was different. Like, it had a sheet under the comforter to protect the comforter, and I had never bought a bed set like that, and I was like, there's a sheet to go up that's going to
Game changer.
So I got really excited. Yeah. As I was shopping for bedding, Paulina, I kept trying to open the bags and feel the comforter.
Right.
I'm a bed sheet snob. I'll do it. I don't care. I'll do it.
I want to sleep on. It had to be the right texture to sleep on, girl.
Yep.
Yes.
And I'm a very like cold person, so sheets, you know, they're just ice cold all the
time.
Sheets
make you colder. So I put
a plush blanket down and it keeps me warm.
Exactly. And I was going to ask, how do you keep from getting too hot? But now I know it's because you want to be warm.
I'm a cold person. Well, I sleep with three blankets.
Oh, like, you're a cover your head and sleep kind of person.
Oh, I am. Like you put a foot out, like I can't even have the tip of my shoulder out. Like everything's got to be under the blanket.
Bundled.
Bundled don't even start to cover.
Look like a damn burrito in the bed, don't you, Paulina?
A weighted blanket, too.
little double stuffed weighted blanket, double stuffed burrito.
Well, Paulina, get some sleep, okay? In your little cocoon over there. Do it with me, DZ. We're going to sigh together. You ready?
I don't do nothing without knowing why. Yeah,
I'll tell you after. You'll thank me.
You know what I mean. Wait, that actually felt decent.
Good, it should. Because sighing is good for you, it turns out. It's good for your health. Did you know that?
like a cleansing deep breath almost, but...
Sighing has physical benefits, you guys.
For our lungs,
our stress levels.
No, that felt good.
It helps reset our tiny little air sacs in our lungs that keep breathing efficient.
More than just a deep breath. I wouldn't say more. Different than a deep breath.
Well, even earlier, you were like, what happened? And I go, nothing. Why? And you go, you just sighed. Oh, that was just me being me.
And I thought I was like, what's wrong, G?
I didn't even realize I had sighed. I just went,
I thought you were reading something.
I probably was. But in my mind, I was like, I'm fine. I'm just sighing over here. So now I feel like everybody should really work on sighing more because they're saying that it's good for your health, you guys. So when people think something's wrong, just go, no, I'm just resetting.
Just sighing.
It's good for my health.
I'm literally going, I've sighed for what feels like no reason. You know, it's almost like
just a
deep breath, if you will, but it was more of a sighful deep breath. And my wife, Erin, has gone, oh, what's wrong? And nothing was wrong. I was just more like, oh, I'm just taking a deep breath.
They're saying that, you know, letting out those sighs has real physical benefits for your stress levels and your lungs. So I want everybody to work on sighing more today. That's my advice for you.
Let's sigh again.
It helps expand and reset those air sacs. Ready? Together, everybody. It's just like how breathing is good for your mental health. See?
Mm-hmm. It's a good full belly breath without feeling like you got to go... into the nose.
See?
Out through the mouth.
So, like, if you're driving to work right now and you're freaking out because it's 8:59, you're supposed to be there by 9, you got to sigh with us.
Yeah.
Because you're screwed. Get to work.
Now, if you feel lightheaded, you should probably deep breathe more often.
We should all deep breathe more often. Please, God.
Don't know what to tell
you. Please, God. Like, for example, we ordered McDonald's and they gave me a regular Coke instead of a diet.
Stop it.
Sigh with me. Sigh with me. I still want to kill somebody.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.